talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and Merry Christmas. I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapters Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the Gilliard Center. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we'll be talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter, Brittany Vincent with Brighton's Home Improvement, Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath, and finally Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show, and I know everybody is super busy getting ready for the holidays, and but we do have I'll bet everybody does have a few projects around the house that they want to get to in 2019, and we've got some great things going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show. For instance, free design consultations and something a little different. We've been partnering with local interior designers to offer free design consultations to homeowners since our home show first premiered back in 2005. And one thing that we're doing a little bit different this year, in addition to you being able to sit down with an interior designer to get free design advice, is we're also offering, if you would like to sit down with an architect and get some free design advice, we're expanding it. So free design consultations with professional interior designers and architects, and all you have to do is call our office at 577-7652, 577-7652. We've also got something else happening. This is on Friday. We have Fridays are one of our biggest days, free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. We're having a swimming pool panel of experts that will be on hand at the show. And these will be experts from Charleston's top pool companies who will answer questions every pool buyer should know before taking the plunge. So if you're thinking about getting a pool in 2019, you definitely want to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 25th, and sit in on this free panel discussion to learn about, get all your questions answered about buying a new pool. We've also got a very interesting panel happening on Friday, which is completely free and open to the public, as well as custom builders and architects and developers. and it's called When Historic Meets Modern. And what we've done is we've invited Dennis Dowd, who is the architect for the city of Charleston. He's also the preservation director. And also members of the Board of Architectural Review will be on hand. And you'll have an opportunity to, they're going to be explaining the process of how materials are reviewed and what materials are deemed acceptable and others not acceptable, along with the evolution of the Board of Architectural Review's position regarding use of non-traditional materials. And so if you are maybe, if you own any property in the historic district, and it's always been a little bit of a mystery as to what you can and cannot use on the exterior of your home, this will be a great opportunity to hear it straight from the horse's mouth from city officials. Following that, we've got an architectural product showcase, which is also free and open to the public, where you can see the latest modern products that accurately mimic historic materials. And that's just, all those things are just happening on Friday. So for more information, visit CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, and have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula, downtown Charleston, right next door to a very well-known newer landmark in Charleston, Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Great, Tim. How about yourself today?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment, tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry. We work with our clients out of our showroom right in the north area. Our manufacturing facilities are right there on the property as well. And so not only do we work with clients here locally, but we actually build everything locally. We keep the design, fabrication, and installation all in-house under our roof, so to speak, so that really there's one place to go to accomplish stuff instead of having a whole bunch of different people or kind of, enough fingers in the pie that you can deny your responsibility for a thing. We take the opposite approach and say we'd rather have the responsibility to make sure that your home, your cabinetry in our case, gets done properly.
Mm-hmm. You know, when people hear that word custom, like a custom home or custom cabinetry, they think it's there's a premium associated with that. The cost, it's going to cost more, but that's not always the case.
Not always, no. Obviously, if you want gold-plated cabinetry, that's, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, it just says basically that we've got the ability to do those things, but we're also a very systematic company, and just my personal approach for how we've built the company, that if you don't have an unlimited budget, and we will work with you to find the things that are important to you, and help execute those things in a fashion that's much more budget-oriented for that. And so long as somebody's willing to work and look and be educated on what's out there, we're very capable of doing that and enjoy doing that, quite frankly. Because there's a lot of, in the marketplace, there's a lot of buzzwords and, this and that, but it doesn't always have meaning or education behind it. It's just kind of, I want a certain type of finish on my cabinets or something. And, why? Let us help you find what's really best for you in your application. So maybe the high-end thing is not really appropriate for your project. Mm-hmm. So whether it's drawers, cabinet material, we source our stuff domestically primarily. So there's a wide range of things, and so finding out what's important for our clients and hitting those, we found, is what really helps really provide the best value at the end of the day, so you're not having to stick or kind of take the compromise with what you find off the shelf somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And that value, that originates with you've got kind of an engineer's mind, right? You were a submariner in your first career, and you've got to be very, very efficient. You're one of those people that knows how to run a very, very efficient shop. Right.
I appreciate that. We try. Mm-hmm. You know, you always look around and you always find room for improvements, but that's definitely something we get the comments frequently. Clients, when we meet with them, part of that process is a tour of our facility, our shop space and whatnot. And we frequently get the comment of how organized things are, how clean the shop, the facility is. And so, yeah, we're pretty meticulous in that regard.
Mm-hmm. That translates to an excellent product and a great value for homeowners. Talk about some of the projects that HWC Custom Cabinetry has been involved with in 2018.
We've had a pretty diverse range of projects. We've got some things down on whether it's Peninsula. We've had several projects, you know, whether it's on Broad Street, one right now that we're doing that's very unique, done a number of King Street, just different small, very unique kind of almost boutique things. Some of them are VRBO, some of them are owner-occupied, and it's been very interesting working against the walls and floor systems of 200-plus-year-old buildings and the inherent non-levelness or plumbness of those structures and, you know, different particular details that need to be done on those. To, you know, some new projects up towards Mount Pleasant, Somerville, even out on Kiowa and Cacique. Pretty wide range of projects this last year. Pretty mm-hmm. Very busy. 2018 has been very, very busy.
Well, you mentioned that some of those historic homes that HWC Custom Cabinetry has installed your cabinetry in, the walls very often are out of plumb, but it doesn't have to be a historic house for walls to be out of plumb. I mean, that's one of the things, the beautiful things about buying custom cabinetry. You could be in a modern home that was built with walls that are not exactly super straight, right?
That's right, and it's hard. You're trying to build as straight, true plumb thing as you can, a house in particular, and you're using natural wood product for framing studs frequently, where you reduce down to the amount of variability as you go along in the process. And so we do the same thing. We actually take a lot of our cues. We've studied the Europeans and the way they build cabinetry and some of the systems they used. In particular, after World War II, Europe was decimated and they needed a way to rebuild very quickly. So they developed some very efficient ways to build, design, and install cabinetry. Use of whether it's leg levelers or suspension rail systems are a big portion of that, and that helps us really overcome some of the issues here in our own hometown here as well, to get a much plumber leveler project quicker that's more long-lasting than some of the more traditional systems.
And the big thing with custom cabinetry is there's no wasted space, and when you've got semi-custom or just stock cabinetry, they're the term filler, right? You're using a lot of fillers. Mm-hmm. You've got cabinets that are a certain dimension, and that's what you have to work with, and that may not fit the wall, so you're going to have fillers, and those fillers are just empty space where you might be able to. I'm sure everyone needs space, these days to utilize with custom cabinets.
And that's exactly right. So whether it's fillers and not having to be stuck to a certain size on your cabinetry, we can optimize the space that you have available, to utilizing what they call a European or a full access type cabinet construction that we do kind of from the outset, also optimizes the amount of useful space that you have in your cabinetry. Part of the education process with the clients when we meet with them in our showroom is we talk through that and talk how with what we build, you gain 20 to 30% more useful space out of the same cube. You're paying for this volume, this cube, this box, if you'll call a cabinet just a box. And so what you can do with that, what can you get out of that? You're paying for that both in terms of dollars and in terms of that space being taken up in your home. And so how do you get the most out of that space?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the trends that you're seeing with custom cabinetry? What kinds of colors and things like that, materials?
It's a good question. 2018, the last year or two, and I see that trend ticking up even in 2019, is the use of more, especially synthetic is probably the, not the word I really want to use, but alternative materials that aren't just simply wood with, I'm going to call it a painted type finish over it or a stained finish. The technology to emboss or imprint a pattern color onto another piece of material has just really, it's become amazing, quite frankly. Mm. You can get these super amazing, sometimes it's a rustic look or other very unique features that would be very hard to do accurately and repeatably and well, and without just having an exorbitant budget. And they're coming out with some of these materials now that we can, and we're putting some of them in our showroom just to help show people, because it's like, until you see it and touch it, it's like you didn't know it's there. And we see a big uptick in some of those things. We've done a lot more really, I'd say, more contemporary, modern style in the last year or two. That has gone up. White gloss kitchens are growing a lot down
here.
Those
are always popular.
Yeah, and here, and just a very contemporary kitchen. So even in our nice, very traditional Charleston, the amount of homes, even down here on the peninsula, that we're putting in these very contemporary modern looks is really going up at a very significant pace.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
You can find us on the web at hwccustomcabinetry.com. You're welcome to Google us at the same. We have pictures and stuff on both those platforms. And then feel free to call us at 843-478-0892.
Okay, and you're located in North Charleston, right?
We are. We're up near the Bosch plant off of, not Ashley Phosphate, Dorchester Road, 4675 Franchise Street. That's right.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula right next to Lewis Barbecue. And I highly recommend you try Lewis Barbecue if you have not tried it already. And now we're talking with Mr. Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. How you doing, Brad?
Good, Tim. How are you today?
I almost called you Mr. Critter. And I guess that they're synonymous, aren't
you know,
they?
Yeah, and I've been called worse, so it's not too bad.
Brad, take a moment and tell everybody about Mr. Critter.
Mr. Critter is a locally owned and family-operated wildlife company here in Charleston. We basically critter-proof homes, and we remove the animals that are causing the issues. We deal with any wild animal other than insects. So basically the raccoons and the rats and the snakes and the alligators is what we do the most of.
Has it been a busy 2018 for Mr. Critter?
Actually, it's been a really busy 2018. We're going to probably get close to almost 600 jobs this year.
Wow.
Right now, we're kind of in the lull of the slow season, but it's picking up because it's starting to get chilly. And once it starts to cool off, well, the critters start chewing their ways in.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a couple of the different jobs that you've done, maybe some of them that kind of stand out to you that were kind of big jobs, or you ever do anything out on, like, the islands, Kiowa or Seabrook?
Well,
or
you know, my company, probably 85% of my business is nothing but the islands. Mm-hmm. We work all the islands and the peninsula and parts of Mount Pleasant. As far as big jobs, my goodness, they go on forever, Tim. We've had jobs where I pulled 5 cottonmouths out of one person's house.
Oh, my gosh.
The islands, the Isle of Palms and Sullivan's, have had a real bad snake problem the last couple of years. We've been doing a lot of snakes on the islands, including Kiowa. We're probably on Kiowa 100 times a year at least.
How do the homeowners discover? I mean, is it opening up a closet or
a lot of times I've pulled venomous snakes out of bathtubs. They get into the bathtubs because they're cool places. Usually it's just one sitting on the sidewalk or up under the house type of thing. Maybe a plumber or someone went under the house to do something and came running out because there was a snake under there. We get a lot of calls like that.
And then the homeowner picks up the phone and calls Mr. Critter. And I imagine sometimes you're talking to some frantic homeowners sometimes.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah, uh-huh. You know, it can be a bit of an emergency when there's an animal in your home.
And Mr. Critter, you folks always respond very quickly, right?
Yeah, so like we do emergency calls evenings and weekends, but we don't necessarily answer our phone all evenings and weekends. So if there is a situation that's an emergency, just leave a message and we will respond quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, we will always call back if it's an emergency.
What are people experiencing in the cold weather months here in Charleston in terms of critters invading their homes?
You know, I'll be honest, most of it's squirrels and rats. They're the smaller animals, and they just spend all night long chewing on your home. When it gets really cold outside, the nest in the tree just doesn't cut it like it used to. And, you know, the squirrels are real bad because they got a real strong bite. But, yeah, we're finding a lot of jobs right now. It's just that one or two holes in the roof line somewhere where the animals just got to get out of the cold.
What does Mr. Critter typically do to correct a problem when you know, you've got a rat or a squirrel that has decided to take residence in your home?
Well, first thing we do when you give us a call is we come out and we take a look at the house. We look at everything. We track all the animals that like your house outside. That information will give us species, male or female, how long it's been there, if it has babies. And then we apply that information to the house in order to critter-proof the house. The general idea is basically any hole over half an inch. If you can stick your finger in it, you can get a rat the size of a squirrel in it. So we go over the entire home and just close everything from gable end vents, ground vents, eaves, and soffits. Then that way we can give a one-year warranty on the property that they won't come back.
Mm-hmm. And when you say you close up these small holes, how does Mr. Critter do that?
We use a galvanized steel screen. It's called hardware cloth with quarter-inch holes in it. We'll shove that into a vulnerable spot, and then we'll seal it with a high-density closed-cell foam. That way it'll stop the smell that keeps coming out that attracts the next one, and it kind of helps glue everything into place.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever run into homeowners that have tried a kind of a do-it-yourself method of removing those rats or mice or squirrels themselves, putting
yeah.
some poison down or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, and we find that a lot. In fact, most of my clients have tried at least once, and then they just keep fighting it, so they call us. I do not suggest poison at all. It usually just puts dead animals in your walls and under your house, stuff like that. We don't even carry poison on our truck. Setting out traps is never a bad idea. You can kind of try to keep it under control. But eventually the little buggers, they just know what a trap is and they'll stop going into them.
Mm-hmm. You, Mr. Critter, you folks have you really know the habits of rats and squirrels and things like that, right? I mean, talk about the pheromones that the rats give off.
So a rat, a squirrel, raccoon, all animals use pheromones to guide themselves back and forth to home. So like when they go out for the night and they're going to leave a little trail, they're going to use that trail to come back. Unfortunately, other animals will also use that trail. So what happens is you get pheromones all over your house. You get them in your attic all over. And then you can go up, you can remove a rat or a squirrel or something like that, even a couple of them. And it usually gets you a couple of weeks, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you got another one back in because the pheromones keep attracting them. That's why we do everything we can to close every hole over half an inch, close up all smells that can release from the home, and then a lot of times we'll even use a repellent, like on roof lines and some places under the house, at the ground level, just to keep the next ones away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, repellents don't ever work forever, but they can buy you a few weeks sometimes.
Mm-hmm. In the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, you gave a great tip. I think it was about coyotes and how to keep coyotes away.
Yeah.
What was that tip?
Well, coyotes, if your property works correctly, you can take men's deodorant and you can rub it on the trees out at the edge of your property. And as the coyote approaches, they will literally believe there's a man standing in the woods. And that's to them, that's a predator, and they'll move on. You can also hang CDs from the trees from fishing line and hang them at about 4 feet, 5 feet off the ground. And as they swing, that's something else that is just alarming to the animal. And so, but between the flicker of the CD and the smell of the deodorant, the animals usually avoid that area.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a great tip in the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, you know, people should pick up that issue and learn about the wildlife tip from Mr. Critter for winter. And you talk about kind of what we're discussing about being cold weather and the rats and squirrels looking to keep themselves warm by making your home their home.
That's right. And our homes, unfortunately, are pretty easy to chew into.
What about other animals like bats, for example? Does Mr. Critter work with that?
Yeah, we do actually a lot of bats. Right now, bats aren't nearly as bad. They don't do a hibernation, so to speak, as we think of, but they do definitely slow down a lot when it's really cold. You know, bat season is really more in the summer when we're dealing with them a lot more. You know, there's a certain time of the year we can't touch them at all from May through September. And so that way they can breed and have plenty of bats out there for us. But after September, let me tell you, bats are one of the biggest things we do probably through December.
Mm-hmm. And there are certain critters that Mr. Critter, you take a lethal approach to removing them, but there's others that you have a very humane approach. And I've seen some of those live traps in the back of your truck. And what was that, like an albino squirrel or something?
Oh, that we had one time, yeah. We had an all-white squirrel, actually, as a fox squirrel. I've actually caught quite a few of them out there. But you're right. We don't kill anything but the occasional rats. Sometimes it's hard to get a rat in a live cage, but all other animals we catch and relocate.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Mr. Critter?
Well, the best way to do it is just call me. My phone number is 843-205-0551. You can also look at the website, MrCritterSC.com. And we'll set up an appointment.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're located on the Upper Peninsula right next to Lewis Barbecue in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Brittany Vincent with Brighton's Home Improvement. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing well, Tim. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Brighton's Home Improvement.
So Brighton's Home Improvement specializes in bathroom remodeling. We can complete bathroom remodeling projects in as little as one day, depending on the size. All of our installers do work directly for Brighton, so no one is subcontracted out. And we can get... we can get a sales expert out to the home to take a look at the project, and we give you an exact price that's good for a full year.
Very good. Bathroom remodeling, that's next to kitchens, that's probably the most popular remodeling project that people will undertake. And talk about like the scope, because everybody has a different project. Like sometimes people want to keep the same layout of the bathroom in place with the tub and the sink and commode, but then other times people want to maybe remove the tub and put in like a shower with like nice heavy glass and things like that. Can Brighton's Home Improvement kind of cover all those different things?
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. What I'm finding a lot of homeowners right now actually want to do is they have a bathroom layout with this huge garden tub, mm-hmm. and this little bitty shower. They never use the tub. So most people that I speak to actually want to get rid of the garden tub, get a bigger shower in there, and kind of change the layout, the whole floor plan, which we definitely do a lot of and can, you know, make that work for them.
Mm-hmm. Your garden tubs, they are used for one thing, and that's to kind of where you throw maybe your dirty laundry. Right?
Exactly, right? Or bathe the dog.
Right. And I remember hearing a real estate agent tell me about how they had a garden tub in a rental unit, like a VRBO unit, and they were going to take it out because of all the cost of the water and heating up. You know, not everybody takes a nice bath these days. So.
Nope, not anymore. Definitely seeing more homeowners wanting to get rid of the tub and get that shower bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Brighton's Home Improvement, you have your own crews, and so you come in and you Brighton's takes care of like the demolition.
Yep.
And then do you sub it out to a plumber? You have a plumbing contractor come
in? Nope. We are licensed for that as well.
Okay. So every aspect of it, what about the fixtures?
We do the fixtures. We do everything. We'll come in. We'll do the vanity. We'll do the toilet. We'll do tile if that's what they want. We're a one-stop shop essentially for your bathroom.
Okay. So does Brighton's Home Improvement, do you folks give, do they have to buy the tile elsewhere or can they buy it right from Brighton's?
From our selection, yeah.
From your selection. Mm-hmm. Okay. That actually simplifies things because a lot of times people are a little overwhelmed with all the different choices.
Yep, absolutely. Like sometimes too many choices, it just makes it the process drag out and even longer.
What would you say would be some of like the more popular choices there or looks or you know, the types of bathrooms that people are putting in these days?
Right now, our white subtile.
Subway tile
is very popular, probably partially in part to Chip and Joanna Gaines, I like to think, because that farmhouse style, really sleek, super easy to clean, some real modest, simple fixtures, chrome or brass, pair really great with that, and we're definitely seeing that trending right now.
Timeless, too. Subway tile, we had it in our home that was built in the 1940s, mm-hmm. And so it's as popular today as it was back then.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's making a comeback for sure.
Absolutely. What are some of the, because people can get different finishes, right, for the plumbing fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say is more popular these days?
I would say a lot of people are leaning more towards chrome or brass, something just really sleek and clean looking.
They like the shiny versus the matte finish.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. And talk about the process. Somebody calls, somebody knows that they want to remodel their bathroom. Can it be as small as a powder room?
It can, yep. Definitely can be something as small as a powder room. We really like to start off with a project that either involves a shower or a tub replacement and then kind of take the project on from there.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially getting the process started, they call us and we talk. They speak to our appointment coordinators in the office who schedule an appointment with our sales expert to come out to the home.
Mm-hmm.
That sales expert then basically brings them a virtual showroom with all of the options, selections. They design the bathroom to meet their needs, and we give you an exact price, and that price is good, like I said, for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go forward with getting that project started, then we'd get that scheduled, and the installation process starts.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And typically, how long? You mentioned that you can remodel someone's bathroom in as little as one day. What would that entail?
Depending on the size of the bathroom and the scope of work, if it's just a simple tub replacement, that could take as little as one day. If we're coming in and doing a shower and a tub replacement and changing the vanity and putting tile down and doing the commode, then that may take a little longer.
Mm-hmm. What do you do like with when someone's going to be without a bathroom for a little while? They just
usually the projects don't take as that long where they're going to be without something significant that they need for a short amount of time.
Well, that's good. I'm sure your customers at Brighton's Home Improvement appreciate that. And you folks have got a location that people can visit too, right?
We do, yeah. We have a showroom floor in Charleston. It's off of Rivers across from the Northwoods Mall, 7800 Rivers Avenue.
And I'll bet it seems like a lot of people are thinking about how they're going to spend their tax refund checks and just different projects that they want to get done in 2019. And so is there anything that people could do now just to kind of, even though they might not want to pull the trigger on the project, but just to kind of start it at least?
Yes, definitely. Getting that sales expert out to the home, getting an appointment on the books before the end of the year will definitely lock in that price for a full 12 months. And right now, for December, we're running some great specials. We're doing 20% off, plus an additional $300 off all bathroom remodels with payments as low as $99 a month.
Very good. So it will pay if people reach out to Brighton's right now.
Right, because it doesn't cost anything to get a sales expert to come out to the home, and that price is good for a full year.
There you go. Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Brighton's Home Improvement?
They can stop in to the showroom floor, like I said, at 7800 Rivers Avenue across from the Northwoods Mall. They can give us a call at 843-410-7577 or go to our website, brightons.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Brittany Vincent with Brighton's Home Improvement. Thanks so much, Brittany.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are located on Hanover Street, corner of Hanover and Isabella Street in the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, right next to the Great Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Brian?
Doing very good, Tim.
Good. Take a moment, Brian. Tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco Kitchen and Bath is a kitchen and bathroom and other spaces design and install company where we take concepts and design mostly storage and cabinet solutions, but also countertop surfaces and some plumbing. We take that from concept through installation.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Jilco Kitchen and Bath, do you folks work with strictly with new construction or also remodeling too?
We take new construction, remodeling, builders and renovators, contractor work, and also walk-ins and homeowner direct, if you will.
How long has Jilco Kitchen and Bath been around?
1991.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
years.
You're coming up on 30 years in not too long distance future,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the kind of the secret to your success? Why do so many builders? You must have a lot of repeat customers.
The secret to our success is yes, builders and their loyalty, but also homeowners and our ability to deliver good customer service at a good price.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds. That sounds cliche and it sounds easy, but it's really not that easy. You got to be flexible. You got to give people a good value and you got to give them a good experience and then make selling so much easier. And, when things take a dip, it's our establishment and our attitude towards our customers that is always carries us through.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. When you think about when you started, you were probably putting in Corian countertops, and that was probably the big thing, right?
Yeah, in the early 90s, everything was simple. There wasn't even a pull-out trash can really around at the time, or maybe one. And so, yes, Corian, mostly just a basic cabinet. Integrated accessories was just almost non-existent.
And the counter height countertops, that was not quite happening at that point, was it?
Yeah, all the bathrooms were at a vanity height, which really isn't comfortable for anybody except for kids.
Right.
And, if you're in a, special needs type situation. So mm-hmm. Those have all raised up. So many things have changed. The complexity and amount of different part numbers that is involved in each kitchen has increased at least three or fourfold for the same exact kitchen.
And now I've been hearing that Corian is coming around now. People are actually choosing that for their houses these days.
Well, it's non-porous. Quartz is also non-porous, so it functions well. It's a little kinder to the environment, too. I guess that's a little bit on how you look at it. But yeah, everything kind of comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen several cycles of that coming around.
Well, talk about some of the projects that Jilco Kitchen and Bath has been around, been involved with. You mentioned before we started that you've been doing a lot of work in downtown Charleston.
Yes, we do remodeling, we do a lot of that, and a lot of it is up in this location where we're sitting right now, in the Upper Peninsula, but throughout downtown, a lot of remodeling, people taking houses that were, you know, modest houses from the, you know, early part of the century, and making them, you know, functional to current standards. And it's kind of a beautiful thing. I've lived in Charleston my whole life, and the areas is just going up, totally up the neck, and areas that are being redone in different ways and creative ways. And I really think it might connect to the Park Circle phenomena eventually.
Right, right. That's true. Park Circle is very hot, and so is the Upper Peninsula, and then you've got that space in between. But I'm sure that the gap will be closed at some point in the future.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, talk about some of the Jilco Kitchen and Bath has got a new furniture bath line.
Yeah, what we've got is a new freestanding bathroom type of cabinetry. So what has been popular for some time is somebody will go to a big box store or even like Costco will have them and just like has a one finish, one size fits all legged vanity, if you will, that you could buy. And it was always a great price, but it was not flexible on the sizing or the color. And you could always do that custom with us. But what we've done is create a line of about 15 of these vanities that you can do in any one of our colors at a standard cabinetry price. So that's going to roll out in January. And these are vanities that look like furniture. They'll have a couple of doors that may hide the plumbing, maybe a drawer that'll have a cutout for the plumbing in it, and then a shelf below with like a couple tapered legs on either side that you can do in any one of our standard colors. So that's a huge thing. Before, that would be either totally custom or very inexpensive but totally inflexible as far as what you want dimensionally or finish-wise from just getting like an import-type product. All of this will be made in Alabama and shipped to us per order.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I think, back in the 90s, you probably have been to, they're closed now, unfortunately, Page's Thieves Market and Linda Page. And I remember her complaining because people were buying these antique dressers and then cutting the heck out of them to create that furniture look.
Right.
Vanity.
You take a dresser, you cut a hole in the top for a sink, and then you either delete the drawer boxes or, you know, put a lot of work into making them kind of a U-shape, which we do that too, but it's all with soft close slides and stuff. It's a nicer experience to do that, but I've seen the furniture hack up method.
Yeah, if you appreciate antiques, I'm sure that's a painful thing to watch being done, but people love that look. They love the look of a furniture look piece in vanity in the bathroom. And is it just for, would it be for a master or for a powder room?
People normally will use it for the powder room because that's one piece. But now that we have this line, we do have double bowl configuration, so it works for the master. So if you have your classic double bowl master situation where it's like 5 foot minimum up to, you know, 7 or 8 feet, we've got different ones for that, you know. So that's what it really can go more into. The powder room, it's usually just one. So a lot of the little off-the-shelf import-type products work for that. The master always is usually going to take a double bowl, so... Mm. And we have that in this new line.
And it comes in 15 different colors, is that, or 15 different styles?
Styles. The color combinations is much more than that because you've not only got, you know, 10 different paints, but you've got all these different effects you can do to it with brushing, and you multiply all that out, that's a lot, 100, over 100.
Mm-hmm. What are people choosing as, or what do you anticipate people are going to be choosing in terms of colors for these vanities?
In Charleston, everything's about paint. We just don't see that much stain going on. We've seen some natural wood countertops, but it's always paint. The blues are important now. You know, that even, you know, turquoise and stuff like that is becoming popular. And then, of course, the lighter colored grays and whites.
Is it a high gloss, like a lacquer, or is it more of a matte finish?
It's more of a matte finish. I haven't really seen a lot of attention to sheen going on. You know, every once in a while we'll do something very contemporary in the Lower Peninsula or something that would have a high sheen. But, you know, Charleston's never been real big on that. But, mm-hmm.
Is there anything custom that could be done, custom colors?
You can do any Sharon Williams color for a flat fee.
Okay.
You know, $500 is the fee per house. So you could do, the whole house could be a custom color if you wanted, and it would just be that same fee.
Nice, nice. So you just give them the Sherwin Williams number, and off you go.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
They can look at our Facebook page or Instagram, or our website is www.jilcokitchenandbath.com.
Mm-hmm. And you've got an amazing showroom. Tell people where your showroom is.
The showroom is 2300 Clements Ferry. That's just 2 miles off of 526 on the left, Tan Building. So we've got several working kitchens there. We've got a color room where we, you can choose different surfaces for the countertops and cabinetry. But it's a great showroom. The designers that work there always keep it fresh. So we've always got something new to see there. And you're welcome to just drop by at any time. It's not like an appointment-only type of environment. It's we try to keep it as non-intimidating as possible.
Very good. Very good. Well, a lot of people in the market for new kitchens and baths in 2019. So definitely visit the Jilco Kitchen and Bath Showroom off of Clements Ferry Road in near Daniel Island. And we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Thanks, Brian.
All right, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're located on the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, right next door to the Great Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Take a moment, Jonathan, and tell everyone about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So Aiden Fabrics is a fabric store that's located in Mount Pleasant. We offer fabrics by the yard off the Bolt, and we have a 5,000 square foot showroom at the corner of Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We offer fabric, furniture, home accessories like rugs and lighting. We offer a variety of services that go along with those products. We have a full service workroom that does upholstery, window treatments, bedding, everything from draperies to Roman shades, cornices, and then, of course, reupholstering framed furniture. We offer new furniture as well, a lot of lines that are handmade out of Hickory, North Carolina, very good quality furniture. So pretty much anything that kind of goes along with your home decor, we offer.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the design services that Aiden Fabrics offers, because, you know, most people, they might be a little bit challenged with trying to get from point A to point Z. They kind of know that they want something different, but they need a professional's help with that.
Absolutely. So we're fortunate that we have six very talented interior designers that are right there in the store ready to help you at any moment. Like you said, some people don't know where to start. And some of it starts in our store and ends in our store. They come in and they just need a little bit of guidance about choosing the right fabric to pair with either their window treatments or a rug, and we're happy to do that in the store. But sometimes they really determine very quickly in the store that it can go further than that, and that it opens up the door to other possibilities or more than they thought they needed, if you will. And that's where our talented staff designers can offer additional consulting if that's needed. We can either do it in the store, or we can come into their home and look, sit down and look and live in the space with them and put things together. But it really is however much hand-holding or need the client needs. Mm-hmm. And again, it can be just as simple as pairing things in the store, but if they need us to take it to the next level and help them, we do offer an hourly service.
Mm-hmm. What would be, can you give me a couple of examples of maybe how Aiden Fabrics has helped homeowners this year with your design services?
Sure, absolutely. So we just finished a nice project that we, on the Isle of Palms, we were able to help a family that bought a beach house. It was actually an investment property, but none of the furniture stayed with the property. Well, actually, some of it did. I think about maybe a handful of some pieces, but it was kind of like a blank canvas, but with some remaining pieces that they kept because they wanted to save some money, which makes a lot of sense. And they didn't really know where to start. Kimberly Tall, one of our more senior designers, came in and was able to help the family really put the whole home together, but going room to room to room. She created a theme that was very much sort of coastal, if you will, because it was a beachfront property, but also very livable for this family because it was going to be, in addition to an investment property, a rental property, it was going to be a second home for their family to enjoy. So she was able to very, very effectively marry the beach theme that everybody wants to see when they come to the beach, but also the look and feel that the family wanted when they resided in that home as a second home. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful project. It was over 6 bedrooms, over 4,000 square foot home. It took us several months to complete, but it just goes to show that, you know, big or small scale, we're there to help. We can do it all. We can start small with a client, or we can go as big as they need to, no matter how large the scale.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of this particular example that you're giving me of this investment property of the beach house. You've got several factors involved. First of all, you're going to be the owners are going to be renting it out, so you need to make sure that the fabric that they choose that will be on the cushions and things like that, it's got to be durable. It's got to, you know, because when you're renting a place, you don't really care. It's not yours. You just, you know, if you spill, whatever. So it's got to be something that is going to, you know, be able to take that wear and tear. It's got to be something that's going to really pop and look good in the photographs. You know, people are looking at hundreds of different houses to maybe rent. What is it that's going to make your photographs really jump off of your device? And how did Aiden Fabrics ultimately help with that?
Yeah, it's a great point. And I have some renters, people who invest in rental properties, that you know, there's two schools of thought. There's a school of thought that you can buy furniture that I hate to use the word disposable, but it, for all intents and purposes, it is something that's not going to last as long as the handmade quality pieces of furniture. It's a price point furniture for these people, and they don't mind 3 or 4 years down the road just throwing it out and starting over. And there's all the other school of thought, which is to really invest in that furniture, to buy furniture that's going to last, and it's going to be very styled. They're both going to be very stylish pieces, but this particular homeowner was very interested in buying long-lasting, very durable, very well-made furniture. And in addition to that, the fabric that we put on it was performance fabric. And performance fabrics means one of two things. It can either mean that it's a very high rub count in terms of the wear and tear that it goes to test it in the mill. We put on the frames very durable fabric. In addition to that, we did a lot of the stain repellent Krypton fabrics. There's other brands available, but Krypton's one that we like to use because, especially in this case, there's going to be people in there that, let's face it, are not going to treat the home as if it was their own, mm-hmm. because it's a rental. But in addition to that, when the family used it, that it still looked great. It didn't wear out after a year or two. That's going to perform well in terms of its abrasion as well as the stain resistance. So this home was was an eclectic mix of style as well as utility. And the homeowner was very impressed with that. And the family just keeps telling us over and over again about how well it looks, but how well it's also holding up for mm-hmm. them.
Were you using some of the outdoor fabrics that Aiden Fabrics is well known by?
We did. We used a lot of the Sunbrella as well, particularly in a room that was in the downstairs. It's one of my favorite rooms that Kim designed in this property, which was a room that had a view of the ocean. So, but it was also a combination office room that needed some additional seating. And so we created for them one of the very infamous low country porch swings or mm-hmm. bed swings, that it was a queen size beds. And we were able to make the mattress cover out of Sunbrella material. So the additional sleeping quarters were going to be for children. So as you can imagine, children laying on this really fun bed swing in this room, are going to probably have some juices and some snacks. They're going to be watching their iPads or TV in the room.
Dog up there.
Exactly. And it's it was a really cool product. You know, having that custom-made swing for them with that queen-size mattress that converts not only as a sitting, you know, bench, if you will, for them, but also at night for their sleeping arrangement. And to see that sort of versatility there, but again, with the peace of mind of that fabric and all the style that came together, it was just a... It was a very nice touch to the home, and I was really proud of that. And actually, there's some photos that are on your website as well as Howl's that people can see of that if they want to go take a look at what that looks like.
Is that the project that you're referring to that's in our recent issue of Charleston Home and Design?
People
should definitely pick that up and check that out. You know, the other thing you were mentioning, if you've got a beach house and you're looking to, you know, try to get top dollar for that, you're not going to really want disposable furniture in there because the renters are going to be of a certain mindset that they're going to recognize cheap stuff and they're not going to want to recommend it to their friends or anything like that. As far as a good rental, you want quality. They're paying for quality. They should get quality furnishings.
Exactly. Especially this caliber of a home. You know, it's a oceanfront, very high-dollar home, if you will. And so they're going to want something nice as well. And I always defer, you know, to that route first. If we could at all consider really just investing in nicer furniture, you invest in a nice home, let's invest in the nice furniture.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, but, you know, this rental house that you're mentioning, that kind of is like right there in the middle between residential and commercial, and Aiden Fabrics can help out with commercial projects as well.
We can. We've done a lot of work in the last couple of years building our commercial book of business, and we've really put some things out there on our site that people can go see as well, some of the completed projects. But anything from hospitality to education, we've done some universities where, you know, they may have 30 or 40 chairs they're reupholstering, or a restaurant that needs either to recover booths or booths made from scratch. Mm-hmm. We do it all. We have the carpentry work. We can upholster them with a very durable, high abrasion resistance vinyl or fabric, as well as stain repellency. So we don't just offer residential, but we also offer commercial services for, again, hospitality, any business that might need those services.
Doctor's offices.
You got it. Exactly.
Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Aiden Fabrics, and also about the gift cards that you're offering now before Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great time to get those gift cards before the holidays, and we're offering there at the front desk. But come on by and see us. We're at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, right next to King Street Grill in the Iron Gate Shopping Plaza. You can go to www.aidenfabrics.com, and it's spelled A-I-D-E-N fabrics.com, or call us at 843-216-0008.
Right off the Allopalms connector. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having us. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.